In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fiderium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fiderium Sancti Spiritus illustrationet oquisti Danubis. In iudem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ignazii, ora pro nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
We continue the book on page 42. See the title here, the second week. After the first week, logically, comes the second week of the spiritual exercises. It begins here with one of those jewels, one of those masterpieces in the method of Saint Ignatius, meditation, contemplation, which he invents, so to say. We'll see that he didn't invent anything, but it's very good. Meditation on a king. The call of the earthly king helps in the contemplation of the life of the eternal king. Parable, comparison between an earthly king whom we regard, contemplate, in order to understand the life of the eternal king. Number 91, the preparatory prayer will be as usual. First preliminary, a picture of the scene. Here it will be to see in imagination the synagogues, towns, and hamlets through which Christ our Lord went preaching. Go to Palestine, to the Holy Land, go to the smaller places, some of the Arab places, Palestinian places. I can still imagine somehow how it was. Synagogues, towns, the hamlets where our Lord went preaching. Apostles, disciples, whom he sends out at some stage. Second preliminary, to ask the grace I want. Here I ask our Lord the grace not to be deaf to his summons, his call, but ready and enthusiastic to carry out his holy purpose. Dispose myself to listen to what God wants from me. The spiritual life of the cleansing, the purification, is the first necessary step. Comes the way of enlightenment. We must seek to understand who he is, whom we need to follow, and therefore not to be deaf to his call, but ready and even enthusiastic to carry out his holy purpose. To know the will of God and then, with his help, to fulfill it to the best of our capacity. First point, number 92. I imagine a temporal king chosen by our Lord God, revered and obeyed by the rulers and all the common men of Christendom. Been such kings, and there have been great periods in the so-called Middle Ages, especially Christian kings, princes, who have set out great enterprises. Think of the conversion, colonization of South America, Central South America by the Spaniards, for example. Very much decried now, of course. Was certainly a little bit of everything, but for those who went with them, followed them, the priests, monks, the goal was clear. And also for one or another of the great Christian kings, Saint Henry, connected with the conversion of Hungary, which happened through another holy king, Saint Stephen of Hungary, great period of the church, Charles the Great, before that, etc. Temporal king chosen by God and who is revered and obeyed by the rulers and the common men of Christendom. Second heading. See how this king addresses all his followers.